Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You're on with Gene and Chris, and we are joined by an empty chair that will soon be occupied by none other than producer Ron James. And we have a lot to talk about. Let's first acquaint some of you people who haven't heard all the stories and announcements we've made about the Paracast Plus, what's going on, and where things started. Actually, it started with the Paracast newsletter, where Chris decided to give us a couple of golden eggs. The first golden egg was the ebook version of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. Now, remember, if he's giving away these books free, he's not making money from them. And we're giving you a free newsletter. So if you sign up by going to theparacast.com, you get the ebook version of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. So that's the first golden egg that Chris has given us. And then he said, you know what? Let's really do what we can to boost Paracast Plus. And let me tell you what Paracast Plus is. And let me tell you about the second golden egg that Chris has presented to us. And this is a really spectacular thing. Okay, Paracast Plus is the premium subscription service for the show. We give you the ad-free version. Of course, we have to qualify that because one or two people have asked, what do you mean by ad-free? It means that the 41 minutes of ads the network includes are not part of the show. But if we do discussions about show features or guest plugs or public appearances, that's part of the show content. Okay, so we explain that. You find out more about it at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. And we charge $5 a month, $50 a year, $175 if you opt for 5 years, which is like getting 18 months free. You get the ad-free version of the Paracast. You get the After the Paracast podcast with all sorts of cool stuff that is more direct and more detailed than some of the stuff that we present in the body of the show. Okay? We're working on getting a chat room in there. And as you learn from our guest, Ron James, who will be with us in just a second after he sort of gets himself set up, and now that his chair is not empty, and we can't be like Clint Eastwood and talk to an empty chair, he'll tell you about a few more things. But in the meantime, Chris says he wants to really boost the Paracast Plus. And he said, you know what? I'll give you a copy to distribute of the ebook version of Stalking the Trickster. Now, Stalking the Trickster is like this trend-setting, paradigm-changing book that has totally altered the discussion of the paranormal. Because we consider things now that we never thought of before. It's not just our UFO spaceships, our ghosts, spirits of the dead. It is there a trickster element involved? Like we had last week with our episode with Burns State, where suddenly all my parts were missing from the recording and I had to redo most of them. Remember that, Chris?
Oh, I hate when that happens, Gene.
Well, it only happened, I think, that one time. You know, a couple of times I've had some glitches. But right. This is the first time this happened to an entire show.
Right, yeah. I don't know how you did it, but I guess you pulled it off.
Nobody's complained about me sounding more incoherent than usual.
No.
Which is good. Yeah. Anyway, I really want to thank you for doing this, giving away Stalking the Tricksters. And the most important thing about it is that we really want to boost the Paracast Plus. Chris is basically saying, I'm willing to give away something that actually earns me money.
No. Basically, what we're doing is if you get a year of the Paracast Plus or the 5 year Paracast Plus, then I will have Gene go ahead and shoot you an e version of Stalking the Tricksters. So there you go.
Yeah, that's it. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, learn how to subscribe. And as soon as we have your subscription for a year or more, we'll get you the copy of the book. It'll be emailed to you. All right? Very simple. By the way, if you've already subscribed, you didn't get your book, email me once I verify your username in the forums. I'll get you out the book. We're not going to leave anybody out here. It's really going to happen. Now, the other element that's happening with the Paracast Plus is the fact that right now it's just audio content, message boards, a fledgling chat room. But we wanted to get some video content, and Chris is working on some things. But we also called in none other than Ron James, who's this fabulous documentary producer, producing all these great documentaries. And he's sitting now in his chair. It's no longer empty. So when I talk to him, I'm not like Clint Eastwood talking to an empty chair. He has a chair that's like a dark red leather. Is that what it is, Ron?
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, it's a ritzy chair. I'd like one.
But I'm turning off my video so that you can't see my esteemed profile anymore.
So if he does that, of course, if he points his finger at me in a rather way that we can't mention on traditional radio, then I don't see it.
Exactly. That gives me a little more latitude.
Okay. So I've talked to you about this before, and we'll get into it in other segments of the show. I said, what can we do to offer video content for Paracast Plus subscribers? And we obviously don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet because things aren't developed. And, of course, we don't want to be like Microsoft where they pre-announce things that never come to be. We'd rather be like Apple where we only announce what we could produce and we don't prejudge or pre-announce things that aren't ready. So you have an idea, too, to suggest?
Well, you know, Chris and I have worked together on a lot of films. And there's a lot of behind-the-scenes content and special editions and never-before-seen elements that we're going to be able to share with the Paracast audience. And, you know, some of those films have won some awards. So Dead Whisper was one of the greatest documentaries ever made that covered electronic voice phenomenon. And it actually set the stage for a lot of the shows you see on TV now where they're using that. And there's a lot of material around that. And then, of course, we won the 2012 EBE Awards. We won People's Choice and Best Feature Film for the Disclosure Dialogues. And I think even to this day, that is one of the most definitive collections of material for anybody who's really interested in the disclosure movement. So we've got a lot of material that nobody's ever seen. In fact, I have some very interesting interviews with Nick Pope, and I have some very interesting interviews with Dr. Edgar Mitchell, where I really tried to get to the bottom of how they feel about what they're doing. You know, Edgar had an amazing experience as he was coming back that's not talked about a lot. And really delving into that. And Edgar, what happened to you up there? You know, so we've got a lot of things that we can tickle our audience with that it hasn't been seen before. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And some of it is only going to be available to members of Paracast Plus.
So, Ron, when do you think you'll have the first video content ready for Paracast Plus?
You know, we're working on that. We're interested in hearing what the audience has to say. If having significant exclusive video content would boost the appeal of Paracast Plus. So all the listeners out there, offer your input, because Paracast Plus TV is basically going to be something that's for you and for you to support and for you to enjoy. So we're talking, Chris, I, and you are all talking about when and how it's coming soon.
So it's very easy to contact us, by the way. You could write us, news@theparacast.com, news@theparacast.com, or go to our site, theparacast.com, or our forums at forum.theparacast.com. They all have contact us links. And if you click that link, or on your mobile device, you tap that link, you bring up a form where you could type an email message. And it goes right to me and Chris directly. Chris and I see every single message, unlike some shows where it goes through the third-rate flunky, who then decides whether or not the hosts or producers can see it. When you write to us, we see each and every email. We try to answer most of it. A lot of times I answer, Chris answers. So if you have a suggestion for the video content you'd like to see on the Paracast Plus, let us know, because this is something that is going to be built with your interactions with us. And, of course, working with Ron and Chris to produce these top-notch videos. These are the video guys. You know, I do all the audio stuff here. But when it comes to video guys, I don't do that because I do not cast a reflection. You see, that's really the secret of my reason why I stay away from video. There are no comments from the peanut gallery. Plus.theparacast.com.
I used to tell people I didn't show up on film, but then video came along and I showed up on that.
Yeah.
We have Ron James with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and with Chris and with our good friend Ron James, you're in the Paracast, and we've got a lot of things to talk about. And the first thing we'll do here is the fact that, you know, we work, and we're working more and more closely with Ron. Chris has known him for years, and they've done projects together. I've, you know, only met him through the show. But, of course, you know, we all have different opinions about things. And he tells me that he has a few bones to pick with the Paracast. A few things that maybe he doesn't agree with us about. Now, that's fine. We want to have a fair discussion, just as we do in the forums at forum.theparacast.com. So, Ron, if you want to show emphasis, take your glasses off for a second and say, I put it to you. I have reading glasses.
I put it to you. I've been thinking about this diatribe for some time. Ever since you guys came on and were talking about Steve Bassett and his whole disclosure work, it was hard to listen to because you guys are like, who is Steve Bassett and all this stuff? And I know that you guys understand and that you guys disagree with the idea that the work that Steve's doing is going to result in President Obama being flanked by two aliens announcing that they've been lying to us for 50 years. And, you know, I probably agree with you. I think disclosure, if it happens, is coming in a different way. But what we shouldn't be ignoring as people who care about the topic is the work that he's doing and the purpose that it serves. At the same time you guys were, who is Steve Bassett? He's doing another stupid petition, blah, 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 blah. You were ignoring the fact that we, at our own expense, produced 650 10-disc copies of the Citizen Hearing on Disclosure, the entire thing, which, Chris, you were a participant in and one of the producers of.
Right.
And so, you know, you were there and you were a part of it, and you know how important it was. We made 650 copies of these in my living room, and we mailed them to each member of Congress. And this is what Steve is calling the Congressional Hearing Initiative. And then he put the petition in front of the White House. You know, if 100,000 people sign that petition, the White House has to respond. And now, whether or not they respond in a way that we can say, look, we won, that is the only way that we found to get the White House to put something on the record. And so when you guys were like, oh, who's Steve Bassett? Disclosure's a pipe dream, blah, 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 blah. And then you made fun of the petition instead of taking the power of the Paracast audience. If every member of the Paracast audience went to PRG right now and just took 5 minutes to sign this petition asking the White House to encourage congressional hearings into the ET issue, then that petition, and we still have time because February 12th is the end, that petition would work. And the White House would have to respond, and it would be the second official response from the body politic about the ET issue. Now, I don't believe everything he says. We need guys like Steve doing this work, and we should be supporting it because somebody has to do it. It's a voice that has to be out there. There has to be somebody out there pushing the political body as much as they can. I've seen this guy work. You know, I spent 3 weeks at my house while we did this big congressional hearing initiative. And that guy, he made the discs himself. He insisted on putting them in the boxes himself. I never saw him do anything besides eat that didn't have something to do with the work that he's involved in. So whether you believe in him, you like him, you hate him, whatever, this guy is tireless. He's dedicated. And I've never seen anybody with such laser focus. But it's not really about Steve. It's about the work. It's about getting the government to do something. And even if the overt efforts of demanding disclosure only result in a slow drip of information coming out the back door, it's still doing its job. So there's a petition out there. Let's quit dogging the guy for what he's doing. Let's think about how important this petition is, and let's get the other 80,000 signatures we need on it. And come on, what are we asking you guys for? 5 minutes of your time. Anybody that's working as hard as Steve is for this type of result really needs everybody's support and not a bunch of people detracting him personally and making fun of his work. He's doing more for this genre than pretty much anybody else. There's a lot of infighting going on in ufology. There's a lot of people hoaxing stuff. It's just a mess. But one guy is doing one thing that in the course of history will be remembered when some of these other people are just going to go by the wayside.
Okay. Certainly, we know it would be nice if a petition could actually have a result. But here's the thing. There was a previous petition, and it got a response from the third-level White House monkey saying, of course, the standard line from the government, we have no evidence that we're being visited by spaceships or
that
the UFOs represent
–
let me continue – or that UFOs represent a threat to national security. Now, would 100,000 signatures do better? Well, if it works, fine. I'm not objecting to people signing a petition like this. The key is here is, do we even know what the government – actually has about UFOs? Is there any evidence they have final ironclad proof that UFOs are spaceships? But the second thing that bothers me about Stephen Bassett is not his dedication, because I've never seen any indication that he does not believe in what he's doing. I think the thing that bothers me here is that he's kind of prejudging the result. And the other thing that bothers me is when he has his events, although he may have some really great speakers, sometimes he has people there who are not really well vetted. And in the past, on the PowerCast, when we've asked him this, he basically says it doesn't matter. Well, yes, it does matter, because the media is not going to seize on serious people, a Stanton Friedman or somebody else who presents real evidence that something is going on that we do not understand. They're going to look at the wacky people who say the wacky things. Or when Paul Hellyer says something pretty crazy, they're going to look at this old man saying a crazy thing, and that makes it worse. And maybe the biggest criticism of Bassett is not his intentions or not the hope that a petition will do well. It is he has to be a little more circumspect in who he's giving a platform to.
Yeah, I understand that too. But, you know, let's talk about the results of the petition for a minute. When his last petition drive was successful, the White House, even though, yeah, like you said, it was some third level flunky from the science department, it's the first time ever in history that the White House has gone on the record with a response to the ET issue. And the fact of the matter is that their response over time, that now it's an official response, it's in the official record. And there's enough evidence floating out there to prove that, you know, they probably weren't telling the truth. And if you don't have an official response, then you can't call somebody on an official lie. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get these responses into the record, because we all know, I think that the government knows a lot more than they're telling. I don't know what they know, but, you know, let's face it. Without the official response, there's no way to officially say, okay, we have this evidence to the contrary against your official response, because they can keep dancing around the subject. This new thing is we want the White House to officially endorse congressional hearings into the ET issue, just like the citizen hearing and just like they held 50 years ago. And so the White House, if the petition is successful, is going to have to go on the record with their response to why they would support or not support congressional hearings into the issue. This is not about the things that it seems to be about on the surface. This is about establishing a piece of history with a piece of official interaction. That is going to serve the ufologists of the future, just like some of the old paperwork is serving the ufologists of today. So there's a lot of really important reasons that this work is very crucial, and it's not always what it appears to be on the surface.
Obviously, we're talking about the mechanics here, and the one question I would have is whether the White House is even the place to go, because even if you have them on record saying nothing more than the government has said before, the real action comes from Congress, and Congress is not listening to President Obama. We'll talk more about this in a moment. We have Ron James with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to Mr. UFO at webtv.net. That's Mr. UFO at webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
So remember, folks, I won't belabor the point. If you go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, you'll learn about all the great things we're planning, about the ad-free version of the Paracast, about After the Paracast podcast, about the stuff that Ron James and Chris O'Brien are doing in terms of adding exclusive video content, plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. So we're talking here about the efforts of Steve Bassett to get the government on the record about UFOs, other than what they've said so far. But if you want congressional hearings, would it not be better to look at congressmen, women, people in the Senate, people in the House, who may be somewhat sympathetic to the cause, and get them, convince them to push for congressional hearings? Because once again, they're not listening to the president, not this Congress.
Yeah, well, see, Gene, again, this is kind of why I have a bone to pick with you guys, because at the same time you're saying that, you're on the Paracast talking about how this work is no good. But don't you understand that the congressional hearing initiative is exactly that? At the same time we're petitioning the White House, we hand-delivered the entire DVD record of the citizen hearing on disclosure to the office of every single member of Congress. 650 sets, hand-delivered. So that's the congressional hearing initiative. And what that is exactly what you said. We're calling attention to the members of Congress. So after the DVD sets were delivered to the offices, Steve took off to Washington, took up residence a few blocks from Capitol Hill, hired a publicist, and every day he is knocking on the doors of Congress people, he is knocking on the doors of media, and he is knocking on the doors of influential people in Washington, other lobbyists, who will be able to get these guys to listen. And there are sympathetic ears in Congress, whether they'll say so on the record or not, and there are potentials for there to be some serious light shed on the subject. So it's, sure, there's this petition to the White House. It's only a part of the overall thing. The first part of it was do the citizen hearing on disclosure, get it out there. And the citizen hearing on disclosure is available to anybody who wants to see it. It was a huge event. It cost a lot of money, and it went off perfectly. Then the second part is the Congressional Hearing Initiative, which is happening right now. And that's what I want Paracast listeners to know is, yeah, right now, people are knocking on the doors of congresspeople. The citizen hearing's been delivered to everybody. And the idea that maybe we can get a little momentum to get at least people talking about it, get the media on it, that's what it's all about. The idea that the president's going to disclose or that Congress is going to all of a sudden wake up and say, oh, you know, forget about ISIS, let's have hearings on UFOs. Okay, maybe a long shot. I'll agree with the people that think that. However, it's making it part of the discussion. Against the media and against a machine that does not want to hear it. I mean, you know, the media doesn't want to touch this stuff. The more close to the truth it gets, the harder it is. They'll report a story about something that can easily be disproven or fabricated. But when it comes time to, hey, you know, 40 witnesses appeared in front of ex-Congress people, and now we want Congress to do the same. And here's the evidence, and here's why it should happen. You're not going to see that on Fox News. So it's an uphill battle, but somebody's fighting it, and they deserve your support. They deserve you to go sign the petition, take a look at what they're doing, because while the rest of the UFO field is infighting and doing all the things that they're doing to not get anything done, this is one guy and one effort and one movement that is getting things done, even if it's only the ear of one congressperson or a small article in one newspaper. It's happening.
Well, there's a couple of issues here to consider. Maybe the approach that Leslie Kane is taking, which is don't say it's E.T., say, we have strange things in the sky, these incredible events, the experiences people have had, and we need an investigation to find out what's causing it. But when you say ET, it prejudges the situation. I'll give you an example of that. So we had this brouhaha over the temporary release of Project Blue Book information at John Greenwald's Black Vault site. It's no longer right there, and I don't want to get into that because I've belabored the point already and after the PowerCast. All right. So the first thing that happens is the media says people interested in UFOs are extraterrestrial believers, which prejudges the conclusion. And I think the second concern I have is not just that Steve Bassett doesn't vet his people who go on to these presentations. It is don't prejudge the solution, because you say ET, it's sensational. And people are going to look at that and say, wow, gosh, golly, gee whiz, great aliens are coming down. It's Independence Day in reality. Whatever it is, they're going to laugh about it. But if you say strange things are happening, and look at all the evidence in these strange craft, we can't identify these things, and people are having really horrific experiences sometimes, don't prejudge the answer, because that may work to the detriment of getting congressional people interested. One issue, and then we'll have your answer. The second question, of course, is that will this set of congressional hearings, if they were held, be any different from the ones in the late 60s that brought us the Condon Report, which whitewashed the whole thing? What makes you think it's going to be different now? Ron?
I think that the strategy this time is media attention, because for one thing, we have the citizen hearing that's already done. It's on the record. Solid testimony from people. And yeah, sure, you know, Paul Hellyer got on at the last minute and sort of went into left field. But there was time during his actual testimony, no matter what you want to say about Hellyer, he was the Canadian Minister of Defense. He was privileged to certain information, and he does seem to convey that he was told things. So rather, he took that spiritually within his own journey to kind of a far-out esoteric place or not. He still is who he is with what he is. So is Edgar Mitchell. So is these other people that have a lot of credibility and a lot to say. And now I know that there's some people that testified that are not on you guys' favorite list. But again, yeah, it's our job as journalists to process and deliver information. I feel like when we start to decide what information we're going to share, we're making decisions for our listeners and for our readers and for our viewers that maybe we shouldn't be making. So when we put this stuff out, people can make up their own minds. And the whole thing about ET, you know, I drive a Jeep. And I don't like the gas mileage, but it's what I have, and I drive it every day. We have Steve in Washington. We may not agree with everything he's doing, but he's doing it, and we should support it, because overall, it has more potential of creating something than it doesn't. And Leslie Keene is doing, you know, she's playing it safe, and she's making a lot of allies in more official circles than I think Steve has been successful in doing. And I'm not going to fault either person's approach. I think that we need these people doing exactly what they're doing, and we need more of them, and we need more people rallying behind them with something as simple as signing a signature or sending out an encouraging email or telling their friends. So with the state of ufology today, editorializing, pointing fingers at each other, infighting, which is what I see a lot happening. You know, look what's coming up at Open Minds with Bob Lazar and Stan Friedman's stand on it. And there's a lot of controversy going on. And that's exactly what detractors and people who are trying to fill this genre with misinformation and keep us off the scent want. So, you know, we've got somebody who's laser focused doing this thing, and he might not be doing it perfect, and we can all say, oh, I could do it better, or I would do it differently. But it's being done, and I think that it just deserves a little more support and a little less judgment.
I'd like to hope that he'd listen to the criticisms a bit more. But let's leave that alone. If you want to learn more about the petition, where do we go again, Ron?
Oh, you can go to prg.org. And again, it just takes a minute to sign the petition. There's nothing wrong with doing it. You're not supporting anything except helping to get along the way. And the citizen hearing on disclosure is available widely on the internet if you want to watch it and catch up with it. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. And again, it's not about Steve Bassett. It's about the overall cause that he's trying to do. And so whether you like him or not, you know, you got to respect his work, and you got to respect what he's envisioning. Even if you think disclosure is a pipe dream like Chris does, you know, there's nothing wrong with signing a petition.
To jump to my defense here.
We only have 30 seconds to jump to it, but why don't we start? As a matter of fact, why don't we just postpone that to the next segment so everybody could listen and get the full extent of Chris's response without interruptions,
right,
without announcements about the PowerCast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. None of that stuff.
Okay.
Let's just get an unfettered Chris for the next segment and get his response to that. We have Ron James, documentary producer, with us, with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Ron James has explained why he thinks we should support the work of Stephen Bassett in his disclosure efforts in petitioning the President of the United States to reveal the information they have on UFOs, and he's assuming it's about ET. Chris, what's your response?
Well, Ron and I had a conversation the week after I aired some of my, fairly consistent, and I think a lot of people know my feelings about the whole concept of disclosure, and I don't want to bore everybody with yet another version of that. I think everybody kind of knows that. I like Stephen. I've known him for 10 years now. I think he's a dedicated guy. I have some questions about his background. He seems to almost appear out of nowhere in the mid 90s. I've never really been able to suss out his background. I don't have any problems with the amount of dedication and focus that he's applying to this whole question. I applaud that effort. I think there is some credence, obviously, in what Ron's saying. We do need to keep the pressure on, public officials to at least address this issue and address the subject, acknowledge it as being an important national security issue, which it doesn't appear on their radar that way. And I think Stephen is doing a good job in that regard. I do have some reservations about as we know, all it takes is one bad apple in a crate of apples to ruin the bunch. And you really do have to, and I really take Gene's comments to heart on this. You really have to be careful not to have somebody quoting Jim Sparks, at least in my mind, fabricated dialogue from ETs to humanity. it just takes one thing like that to just totally blow a lot of hard work out of the water. And I think, this whole idea, well, every point of view needs to be considered in all this. I disagree with that. I think we have to be very conservative in how we language this issue, how we approach officials about this issue. I think it has to be nuanced to the degree that people in those positions of power, in those positions of authority, are going to feel comfortable enough to even address the issue. So I think there should be a little bit more work done on languaging, terminology, these types of things, as Jean, I think, again, insightfully pointed out. I urge everybody to sign the petition. I when we had our conversation a couple of weeks back, Ron, next time we got on the air and also online at the forum, I did urge everybody, you know, to help out. It doesn't take much time, and it only good can come out of it. Let's put it that way. There's no downside to it. So again, I do urge everybody to go to prg.org and sign the petition. Let's go ahead and get those signatures. It'd be interesting to see what kind of response we'll get. I'm not going to hold my breath, but, you know, it would be interesting to see. And I do applaud, again, Stephen's efforts to bring this issue to the forefront in D.C. You know, having said that, I really do hope that people aren't going to be too disappointed when, you know, the government doesn't come forward and you know, disclose what we think they know. I think disclosure is in the private sector. I don't think it's something that you can legislate, get your public officials to pony up information. I don't think they have it anymore. I really don't. And we've talked about this many times on the show. Only good can come out of it. So, you know, do go to prg.org, everybody, and sign that petition. All right.
I have one other comment to make here about that. And that is here, considering the situation, how it is in Congress, and the fact that Ron says that all the members of Congress and the Senate have a copy of that citizens' hearing on disclosure, contact your representative. Now, we kind of think nowadays that your representatives are mostly basically bought and paid for by millionaires, by the Koch brothers, billionaires. But if enough constituents say, hey, look into this, they're going to consider that, because in the last election, some of those races were real close. And a few thousand people, one way or the other, or a few more people turned out who didn't vote, the results would be totally different. So that's the real power you have there, is not 100,000 signatures, but even 1,000 or two going to your local representative and saying, this needs to be investigated. Whether you believe in ET, no matter what you believe, something weird's happening, and we need an investigation. And that's where you go. You go to the people who have the power, like a John Boehner or a Mitch McConnell. These are the people who have the power, or even a Nancy Pelosi or a Harry Reid. People who have power in Congress, go to them and get them on board. If you get them on board, you win, even if the president doesn't even pay attention.
Yeah, and you know, part of the Congressional Hearing Initiative was what we called the tweet storm. And the object was to tweet your congressperson. At the beginning of the initiative, we had 4,000 tweets an hour raining on Washington. So what you just said, Gene, is exactly right. And there's also a mechanism on the website to do that. And just contacting, faxing, writing, emailing your representatives, it's a huge part of it. And so all of the people that are interested in this topic, whether they support this particular avenue of work, it doesn't cost anybody any money. It costs 5 minutes of your time. And, it's just something that you should do if you care about the ET issue or the whole mystery of what's really going on, rather it's ETs, interdimensional, unknown beings living here on the planet. Who knows what it is? Maybe it's all three. But if you're involved in the mystery, be involved with the potential solutions and the potential advancements.
Even if your senator happens to be a woman who castrates hogs on the side, you know, and she wants to make a difference, and she's been given...
Yeah.
She's been given this platform amongst conservatives. Go to that person. I mean, maybe not go to a Sarah Palin, because I think even the conservatives have given up on her. Go to somebody they think is credible now. Go to a Rand Paul. Go to a Ted Cruz. Whatever you think about their politics, if they represent you and you want them to be interested, go to them directly and let's see what happens. I don't know what's going to bring out, because, frankly, I'm not at all certain what they know. And as Chris says, maybe all the secret information is in the hands of private industry. Maybe the Koch brothers know. you know, these billionaires. Maybe the Walton family who owns Walmart knows. Maybe the private industrialists who handle military hardware know. Reaching them would be impossible.
There's a very interesting conversation that I recently had about that when the SpaceX rocket failed and when the Virgin ship crashed. And that is, if there is this top secret technology, if anti-gravity is really in the hands of mysterious shadow forces of industry or government, then why do we have these guys that are of high rank and stature in the world that you just talked about? You know, if Elon Musk is who he is, and he's connected with all the different industries that he's connected with, then why are people crashing rockets? And if Branson is who he is, he's connected with everybody. He's the guy that can sit down and have these conversations with government officials and industrialists inside Lockheed and Boeing. So he's a guy who theoretically would know if there was this kind of top secret breakaway technology. So why is he crashing rocket ships? So, you know, it's a really interesting question, because if there truly is this advanced technology, then why are we still killing people playing with technology that we know is obsolete? If it's the true captains of industry that now are the managers of this information, then when the captains of industry get together, they should be talking about, you know, hey, if we're going to keep playing with rockets, let's make sure nobody gets killed. So it's an interesting, interesting question there.
Well, it also raises the question about the claim that maybe we are reverse engineering alleged alien technology. And it raises a double-edged sword there, which is, number one, even if we have the technology, they had the crash at Roswell or something, some other place, even if those cases are genuine, they have the crashed spaceships or craft from somewhere, the question would be, can we really reverse engineer anything but just the basic parts of their technology? Because if they're, you know, hundreds or thousands of years ahead of us, they can travel from star system to star system, interdimensionally, wormholes, whatever. If they can do all that, how the heck are we going to be able to reverse engineer that sort of technology, that level? It's like someone in the 1500s looking at an iPhone, or even worse.
Or a nuclear submarine. Yeah, it's exactly true.
We have Ron James joining us. He's a documentary producer, and we're going to get into some of the projects he and Chris have done. But right now we're talking about disclosure and what there is to disclose and who knows it. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.